Number 19. The traditional attitude toward people with disabilities was that they should be protected and taken care of. They did not need to hold jobs or be well educated. People with disabilities often could not be independent. They usually could not live on their own, get a good education, or work at jobs, except perhaps for jobs that did not require much education. Generally, the attitude was that people with disabilities should be kept out of sight. These attitudes have led to discrimination. They have often prevented people with disabilities from doing what they were capable of and fulfilling their potential. This has been bad for society as a whole and for disabled people. In recent years, attitudes toward the disabled have changed. Gradually, people with disabilities have moved into higher education and jobs. Laws have been passed that prohibit discrimination. It has been recognized that it is important to society to help disabled people participate in society. Buildings have been built that are easier for people with disabilities to use. More and more people have come to accept that people with disabilities can get a good education and do a wide variety of jobs. My friend Susan is an example of what disabled people can do today. She was injured in an accident when she was a teenager. She has been in a wheelchair since then. In spite of her disability, Susan leads an active life. She went to college and graduated with honors. Today, she has a good job with a publisher of children's books. She drives to her office herself. Her car has hand controls that allow her to drive without having to use her feet. She runs all her errands, shopping, banking, and so on, herself. She has made many friends through her job, club activities, and so on. She plays basketball on a team with other women in wheelchairs. Last year, she made a trip to Europe with a group of her friends and had a wonderful time. Susan's life is evidence that a person with disabilities can lead an independent life. It is important to understand that many people with disabilities can do many of the things other people can do. It is also important to understand that what people with disabilities need is not necessarily just help, but help to be as independent as possible.